In Germany, a Catholic bishop is in big trouble for his lavish ways. Bishop Franz Peter Tebartz von Elst is said to have spent a whopping $42 million on his official residence, at a time when the new Pope Francis is urging church clergy to promote the simple life. Religion reporter Jane Little joins us. And Jane, who is this Bishop Tebartz von Elst, and where the heck did he get $42 million?
Well, Bishop Tebartz von Elst is a 53-year-old bishop. He was the youngest bishop in the German church when he was appointed in 2003. He's in charge of a diocese that includes the banking capital, Frankfurt, and also the rural Rhineland area. How was he able to spend $42 million on a residence and associated complex? It's a good question. Some are saying it's because he had too much autonomy as the bishop. He had the sole authority over the Episcopal See's private holdings, where the bulk of the cash for this project is said to have come from.
We're talking about a compound here. It's not a single house. Is there any way to get some of this money back?
I would think it was unlikely, but it's many times the price tag he'd claimed. And unfortunately for him, the architect has publicly contradicted him by saying the bishop's always known the true cost of this project and there were no surprises. And the cost is said to include $3.9 million on his private apartment. That is said to include an extravagant bathtub that cost about $20,000. Now, contrast that, of course, with Pope Francis, who's eschewed the papal palace in the Vatican in favour of an austere guest house. He's adopted simple robes. He plans to drive himself around Vatican City and has very quickly and publicly set about restyling the papacy and restructuring the church hierarchy. And earlier this month, Pope Francis went to the hometown of his namesake, St. Francis of Assisi, and he's very much following in those footsteps, rejecting the trappings of wealth for a simple life aligned with the mission of serving the poor. So the contrast between Bishop Tebartz von Elst's image and the Pope's really couldn't be greater.
What I also find shocking is this is just kind of the last straw. He has had other examples of a luxurious lifestyle.
Right. There's something else facing him, as if this wasn't enough being hauled before the Vatican. A state prosecutor has charged him with making false statements during legal action he took against the weekly news magazine Der Spiegel, which reported last year that he flew first class on a trip to India, which was a trip to visit the poor. Now, he disputes that and says he flew business class. Now he's flown to Rome on the no-frills airline Ryanair, but many suggest that it really could be too late to save him.
So, Jane, what is the likely outcome for Bishop Tebartz von Elst?
He's going to be meeting with Vatican officials. They never open their doors on these meetings, but it's very likely he'll be appearing before the head of the Congregation for Bishops, Cardinal Mark Wellett. He's likely to get a dressing down. I think it's highly likely that he will be asked in no uncertain terms to resign and that the Pope will accept his resignation.
So how is this being seen by the faithful back in Germany? I imagine they're fairly upset.
They are, and many of the Catholics in Germany have already been leaving the church in recent years, not least over the clerical sex abuse scandal. So this latest story is not helping the church's reputation. Meanwhile, we've got it dominating the headlines. The leading tabloid Bild ran a negative story on Friday under the headline, "For Heaven's Sake," and asked, why does the bishop need a 784,000 euro garden? Thousands have signed petitions against him, and protesters outside his Gothic cathedral in Limburg have been calling for his resignation. So it's really not going down well.
Jane Little, always a pleasure to chat. Thank you.
You too, Aaron. Take care.